Welcome to Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops of the week.
My whoops. My whoops.
Hello and welcome to Whoops.
Welcome to Whoops.
Perfect. That was a perfect landing. We stuck it. We went with it.
Welcome to Whoops, a podcast about mistakes. I'm Holly Perkins.
I'm Mary J. Berger.
How's it going, Mary J?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm getting a kitten. Let's just start right out of the gate. That's what I'm doing.
And you feel good about it?
I feel terrified.
How did you arrive to this choice?
Okay, so nobody ever offers me pets. Let's start there. And
really?
No, they don't. I don't think they think I can handle it. They probably are right. But
okay, for our listeners who don't know, Mary J has raised squirrels.
Yeah.
How many squirrels do you have?
I had 3.
Okay, so that's pretty
so
good.
So I know my way around a squirrel.
Yeah, she's. That's crazy that they don't offer you more squirrels.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I don't need a squirrel. That's not... I'm out of the squirrel game.
Yeah.
I'm
don't offer her squirrels.
She's don't not, not she's moved offer
up.
Me.
No. We've it's, moved up.
Leave me alone. It's like when
Stop
people...
Stop offering
like,
her squirrels.
I like when people post statuses where they're like, I'm busy today. Leave me alone. And it's like, everybody was already going to.
Nobody
like,
was even talking to you. Yeah. Okay. So you... Somebody offered you
so
this cat?
My boss texted me and she was like, you need to get this cat. He's really scraggly and cute.
Much like yourself.
My friend is fostering him. Yes. And also I had a cat before that for 18 years who I would describe as scraggly and cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when she used those words, I was like, what? And so I saw him. He has one white toe.
Aww.
He's perfect. He's all gray.
And he's so small.
Oh, yes, he is.
How old is he?
He's like 5 weeks.
That's very young.
I know. I get him in like 2 weeks. I have to clean my room and I have to get stuff for a cat.
Yeah.
I have to like basically like completely prepare. And
which
become
is good.
A different person.
Yeah. 2 weeks to become a different person is totally possible.
That's doable.
Yeah. I think so. Oh, that's so exciting. Do you know what you're going to name it?
I think I'm going to name him Luke.
I like Luke.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Just a really rolls
cat.
Off the tongue. Yeah. Yeah. And as I looked up the word, the name Lucas means like bright and it matches his eyes. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
So that's pretty cool.
I like that.
I'm pretty excited. I'm terrified because I'm like, I've always been like, it's not a good time to get a pet. It's not a good time to get a pet.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, well, it's honestly never like a good, like if you're keeping waiting for like.
Yeah.
Everything to be like perfect. And so I was like, well, I'll just get it now, even though mm-hmm. things are a disaster. They're not really, but...
And cats are really self-sufficient.
They are, and they don't need the attention like dogs
right.
do.
Right. Like, a cat's like, you leave them in a room with a box and some food, and they're good.
Yeah.
Dogs
and that's
have
what
so
I
much.
Intend to do.
Dogs have so much that they require.
I feel like I require the same things a dog requires.
Yeah. So...
In the same amount.
Right, so cats are much less of a commitment.
Yeah,
so you can't commit to yourself like that. You certainly can't commit to a dog.
What if the cat is like, listen, you're too needy. Like, you need to quit.
Cats are like that. I feel like they're judgy.
Oh, yeah. I need that in my life, though. I need to feel like somebody disapproves
a little bit of
me.
It. Yeah. That's good. That's good. You'll be held accountable from your cat.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Be like, I'm getting an accountability buddy. It's my own kitten.
One of my friends was like, he has a cat himself, and he was like, don't get more than one. And I was like, you don't fucking get more than one. Like, don't you dare, like, tell me.
Yeah. Don't get more than two, is what
I'm not
going to
get
say.
More than one.
Three
but I don't
cats
be...
is a lot of cats.
Oh, God.
At that point, it's like, I live with
For
the
cats.
Cats. The cats don't live with me. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
My life is
No
cats.
Judgment if you have more than two cats, but also...
Your
a
house probably
bit.
Smells.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, your house definitely smells. I hate when I go to somebody's house and they have pets and don't know how bad their house smells because they're
Ooh.
There every day. And they're like, oh, sorry, I haven't changed the cat litter. And I'm like, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. I stayed with
I can absolutely tell.
Yeah, I stayed with this comic in Chattanooga. And he was like, when I was coming to his house, he was like, I hope you don't mind pets. And I was like, no, but I took that to mean that his pets... I found out just pee all over the floor.
What?
And so when I came
I'm like,
in
puppy pads or
no, they just have accidents. And he like his house was hot.
Oh, no.
And it smelled like pee, like really, really bad. And I was like getting sick. And then I just decided to just go to bed. Oh, and he had these cats where he was like, I petted them and there was like, I felt like gritty under my fingers.
No.
And he was like, oh, they've got like skin.
Oh, like scabies?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so I ended up going to sleep, like just like, I'm going to go to bed. And I had nightmares all night. And I left that place at 6 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whoops. Is whoops, I didn't tell you that I have disgusting pets.
Whoops, I didn't tell you I'm gross.
Oh, that's so bad. One time we stayed, my mom's friend was like, oh, I have a condo in Florida you guys can go stay at for a couple days, which was super nice. But then we got there, and she was like, oh, last time we were there, we took our cat, and he, like, marked everything.
Oh, my God.
And so everything in the house smelled like cat piss.
Jeez.
And, like, I think, like, one night we slept on the couches because the bedrooms smelled so bad.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was disgusting. And I saw that condo on, like, Airbnb a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, don't stay there. It's
don't
a cat
stay there. It's
tavern.
A cat palace.
It's... Ooh, just, you know, if you have cats, take care of them, clean up after them. Don't let your pets piss all over everything.
No.
You know.
Are you telling me? I hope I don't.
No, I'm telling our listeners, really. I don't think that you will. I think you'll be a great cat mom.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm anxious about it.
No, don't be anxious. I think you'll be a really wonderful cat mom.
I'm worried the cat's not going to like me.
Cats
it's
don't
gonna
like
think
anybody.
I'm too much in, like... I know.
No,
but...
it'll love you. It you get it while it's young. It'll love you.
Just kidding. It doesn't know any other
yeah.
way.
It'll attach itself to you pretty early, I think.
It's like, I guess that's who I'm with.
Guess I'm stuck with you now.
Yeah. That's yeah. the way love goes.
Well, that's a great thing of the week. Do you have any whoops things of the week?
I mean, this is kind of a whoops. I started working out again.
Oh, that's good, though.
It is good, but like... Actually, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. Don't talk about it. I started doing intermittent fasting.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it's fine, but...
I tried to do that, and I couldn't commit to it.
It's rough. It's rough to... I'm not that scheduled of a person. Like, the not eating thing is fine. It's
yeah.
just not eating between certain hours is like, well, I'm busy. Like,
I know.
You know, but... It is what it is. Maybe it'll be good for me, though. It's made me be like, oh, yeah, you eat a lot of shit that's just, like, sitting around. Like,
oh, yeah,
people
I
bring
do
stuff
too.
To my office, and I'll just be like, oh, I'll eat that. And I'm not hungry. I don't want it, but I just eat it.
But it's free, and it's there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's helped me not eat so much free stuff.
I do that with donuts. When people bring donuts to work,
we have
I'll
donuts
have, like,
all
four.
The time. We have a Krispy Kreme brought in today.
Dang.
Yeah, I know.
The variety pack or just the glazed?
I didn't even look in the box.
Oh, my God.
I
that's
couldn't.
Amazing.
Yeah. I have a lot of willpower. That is something good about me that I acknowledge.
That's really great.
I have a lot of willpower.
I would love to have that.
Yeah. Once I decide I'm going to do something or not going to do something, then I just do that. But... It can be bad because if I'm like, I don't want to do this job anymore, then I just never
I'm not
do it
working.
Again. Like, I've quit so many jobs.
I don't want to talk to my mom.
Yeah, I'm never coming back here. I'm never doing this again. Like, I quit high school. I don't like to do things I don't want to do.
What?
That's a whole other
How
thing.
How did you...
Well,
do you
I
have
started
a GED.
Yeah, I decided I wanted to go to college, and I was like, I don't want to go to high school anymore. I just want to go to college, and I've been doing dual enrollment. Why couldn't I just start college? And my parents were kind of like, well, makes a lot of sense. So I just didn't go to my senior year and just enrolled it at a community college and started college early.
How does the school let you do that?
I just dropped out and I got my GED. I got my GED the day after I dropped out of high school.
Dang, and I never knew this about you.
Not a lot of people do, because I'm so smart. But no. But I, yeah, I like... I dropped out of high school, and then the next day I got my GED, and it was cool, and we had, like, a graduation ceremony, and I was in, like, the top of my graduating class, and so I got to get, like, an award, and then
wow.
my GPA for my GED translated as a 4.0, so it was, like, almost better for me to have done that.
And, wow. I could not take that test.
It's a hard test. I prepped for it. Like, I took a GED prep course. I, like, approached my parents with a plan. And And I was like, we were moving from Wyoming, where I went to high school, back to Mississippi, where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, a lot of my credits won't transfer. I'm going to maybe have to be put back a year because my credits won't transfer. And I don't want to do that. I don't care about moving high schools again. I don't want to have to go back and, like, make new friends and do all of this. Like, I've already got college credit. Let me just go to college. And so they did.
Were you, like, 17?
Uh-huh. I was,
oh, wow.
I was, like, maybe 16 or 17.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. I was actually about to turn 17. Yeah. So, yeah. So I just did that. And then it's never stopped me from anything. Like, I got scholarships to college for academic scholarships. Like, it's always been fine. But, yeah, sometimes people will talk about their senior prom, and I'll be like, don't know it. Didn't know. Yeah. But that's the only thing that I've ever felt left out of.
I went to my prom. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I went to college, and I went to my junior prom, didn't like it. And I was like, this sucks. And Justin Timberlake's on Saturday Night Live tonight, so I'm going to go home and watch that instead. So I walked home from prom because I was like, this is not fun for me. But I wasn't really ever a school person. That's a whole other thing. But I don't consider it a whoops, you know? It is weird.
No, it's not a whoops.
It was weird when I was a teacher and kids would be like, I hate school. And I'd be like, yeah, drop out. I did too, dude. I hated school. I left that shit. This shit sucks.
Drop out, buddy.
Yeah, but anyway, well, enough about us. We have a great guest this week. Mary J., do you want to do the honors?
He's a very funny comic. Please welcome Evan Norman.
Hello.
Hey, Evan. Thanks for hanging out while we talked for so long.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. Wish I was included.
Sorry. Is that weird to just watch people talk and you don't get to say anything?
That's pretty much what I do anyway.
Yeah, you are kind of a stoic man.
Yeah, you're an observer.
Yeah, yeah.
I sit back and let people say shit, and occasionally we'll chime in.
But then I feel like you're stowing it away, though, where you're like, I got it in my head. I remember that you said that.
You're going to, like, roast the shit out of us all one day.
Oh, you're about to get got.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get you guys.
I feel like
Evan
knows so much about everybody. He's like, oh, that guy? Yeah. He and his wife are getting a divorce. I heard him talking about it the other day. You're like, what? Oh, yeah, they talked to me about it for hours.
I mean, I could start right now.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Why'd you get a cat? Why did you get a cat?
I love that I talked about dropping out of high school, and he's like, Mary J., you got a cat? Like,
that's because he has a dog, and he thinks that you can't like dogs and cats.
That's got nothing to do with it. I just, if I had a cat, I would never interact with it at all.
Why?
I'm allergic to cats.
Me too. I'm also allergic to cats.
Well, I'm not. So put that in perspective. What is that?
That's like,
I wouldn't feed it. I hear they're independent, so.
They are. I feel like I have a cat because I feed a stray cat that hangs out around the house. And I like buy treats for him and stuff. And used to, I could like call him and he would come. Every time I was like, cat, come here, cat. He would run up.
My grandma and I used to, like, she lived outside, like, a woods was her backyard. And, like, we would, like, throw marshmallows for the raccoons to grab. Like, the raccoons, she started feeding the raccoons. And they would come up and we would, like, throw marshmallows at them. And they'd, like, lick their hands. And
oh, my gosh.
Really,
that is really cute. Raccoons are so cute.
They really are.
And full of rabies.
I know. They're like carriers. I was going to volunteer at Walden's Puddle, which is like, do you know what it is? It's
no, like, I don't know what that is.
It's like an animal rehabilitation place. And I did it a couple times and couldn't do it. But to work with the raccoons, you have to like pay like $1,000 to get all these shots.
Yeah.
Because they're like born with rabies.
Rabies shots are $1,000. Isn't that crazy?
That's too much to touch a raccoon.
Yeah.
I thought all the animals were on drugs when you said rehab for animals.
It's rehab. They're on heroin.
You have to get all these shots because all of them have hepatitis.
I had to stop working there because, like, they were feeding birds of prey. And, like, they asked me to, like, cut up some dead rats with scissors.
What? On your second volunteer visit? Oh, my God.
And
they
I was
didn't
like,
have a knife.
No! The scissors work
knife?
Better with the bones.
They do, honestly. I've cut me with scissors before. You know you have those scissors in your kitchen that you're like, I cut open mail with these. I also these cut my everything meat with scissors. These.
Oh. I don't clean them.
Yeah.
That's me, at least.
That's, they're like, oh, can you get the pair of scissors out of the craft box and go cut up the mice? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm good.
I was like, I absolutely will not do that, but thank you.
Oh, my God.
I was like, horrible. I'll play with the animals. Like, is that what you want? Like, I'll play with them.
I see why they use all these drugs eating yeah. food in this
I'll go way. Hug a deer.
Yeah. I'll go hug a deer. Well, Evan, do you have any tales of mistakes that you've made or whoops that you regret?
My life is riddled with mistakes.
Oh, yes. Please do tell.
I was mostly impressed that you made it out of high school early because I almost didn't get a diploma.
Oh, dang.
Well, yeah.
I pretty much slept through everything for the entirety of high school. I didn't have control over the sleep.
Yeah.
I would just fall asleep in the middle of writing notes and stuff. And
did you ever get it, like, looked at? Or were you just like, I'm so tired? Like,
I went to the doctor one time to get it looked at, and I think my mom just gave me a drug test instead. But we just didn't talk about it. They took blood, and then nothing was said ever again after that.
Oh, wow.
So.
Did you pass?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, that's good. If somebody...
Never was doing drugs in high school. Like I
you played never video, did drugs in high school at all?
I played video games. I think I smoked weed once. Like for the most part I didn't really do anything until after I got out of high school.
I really didn't either.
I did.
I really didn't drink. It did or not do affect anything me in high school.
Leaving high school. I mean, that sounds very bad. I did when I was like very early in high school, like ninth grade before I moved to Wyoming. I did. And then when I was like, basically when I was a freshman in college, like my best friend had also dropped out of high school. So we were freshmen in college together when we were like 17.
In Mississippi?
So we did, yeah. So we partied a little bit, but never drugs.
Well, you're graduates.
I never did drugs. I drank and I smoked weed, but I was never like snorting anything or doing like, I've never been a drug person.
Yeah. I think most people just assume I do all kinds of drugs all the time.
Evan has that.
I only think that you smoke weed and drop acid.
I mean, yeah. I haven't dropped acid in a long time.
That's all I think about you, though. Not all, but like in terms
of
drugs.
If we were to think of drugs, yeah. I wouldn't think that you did any kind of hard drugs.
I wouldn't be like... Like, maybe, sometimes, with the falling asleep, maybe you're on heroin. I don't know, but...
In high school, though.
Yeah. You can't afford that.
I was just bored to fucking death. Like,
yeah.
There was literally, sit at this desk and we're going to talk at you forever and expect you to want to be here at all. It was very flawed. Like, I got out of school and went to trade school and then ended up with... So I graduated high school with a 1.5 GPA.
Oh, my God.
I know that. I know that vibe.
Did you?
I had, like, a 1.8.
Oh, my God. See, when I left high school, I had a 3.7.
Well, bully for you.
Wow.
So
rub it
I'm
in.
Just saying. But
me and Evan are smart in different ways. My mom used to say, like, you're not book smart. You're, like, smart in, like, life.
Yeah.
I feel like my family just thought I was a dumbass.
He's like, no, my parents did not tell me that.
No, they told me I was smart. They knew I was. I just didn't care about.
See, I was just a really good test taker. Like, I would skip school constantly and then go in and I would, like, text my friends and be like, hey, what did we do this week? And they'd be like, oh, we learned about this. And I would just Google it and then go in and take a test on it and pass every time.
Dang.
And... it was a real good system I had going. I lived within walking distance of the school, and I would just walk home because my parents worked during the day. So I'd just like be like, peace, I'm out.
I was really glad the ACT was in the same exact environment where I fell asleep taking the ACT.
Whoa.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a bad score? Like, did you finish?
I think I
did
got
they
a 9.
Did they wake you up?
No.
Every man for himself.
I got a 19 on it, I think. Maybe Dang. A 20, something like that. But
yeah.
I fell asleep through a couple different parts of it just because...
That's the same score as me, and I stayed awake the whole time.
I was very bad at
math. Do you ever fall asleep now in your adult life?
Are you going to fall asleep right now?
I might.
He fell asleep earlier.
Sometimes I just, like, get home from work, and I'll sit down.
Yeah.
The second I stop moving or I, like, actually sit down, I'll fall asleep. I've fallen asleep at comedy shows, like, watching.
Oh, me too.
Waiting for other people to go up before.
Especially late at night.
Like, just sitting there in the audience and just like, oh, and it's the most jarring fucking thing to wake up and you're like, oh, I still have to do this.
Yeah. Oh, before you're set, you yeah. fall asleep.
I've been
oh
taking a nippy nap.
You are like, Evan doesn't get nervous at all. He's literally yeah, asleep. He just goes right to sleep. Yeah.
I like to take a good stress nap, which is where you, like, lie down and you're still very stressed, but you, like, sleep a little bit, but your dreams are about what you're stressed
oh,
about.
Oh, I hate that.
What I just don't like, it doesn't require me laying down. I just fall
you
just asleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah, I can sleep in any environment. It does not matter.
I have to be comfortable.
I don't.
But I don't have I like to be comfortable, laying but... down.
The only time I really don't sleep comfortably is if I'm not the one operating the car. If I am driving, I'm sleeping great.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I
will fall
I've
asleep
only recently
so...
started doing that.
So easily driving a car, but if somebody else is driving it, I will wake up in a panic every 5 minutes.
Me too.
Assuming that we're in a crash.
Nope, I can sleep as a passenger and as a driver, but it's only recently, like within the last couple of years, have I started to fall asleep while I'm driving.
Like, I know it's specific times of day. Like, there were times when I was working in a kitchen in Franklin. I would be on my way to work and I would have to pull over my car.
Oh my God.
And tell them, like, hey, I'm going to be late just because I've got to go to sleep because I'm not about to wreck my car.
Daddy's got
to
get
on my way into work.
How many times do they let you do that?
All the time.
He's probably a good worker. They love it.
So one of my friends was the kitchen manager, and he was also like doing executive chef stuff there. And he knows me and knew that that was something that, like, I wasn't making it up.
Right,
like, I was
right.
literally on my way into work, like, fine, about yeah. halfway there, I feel myself yeah. start nodding off and just, like, drifting out of, like, realizing what's going on. I was like,
yeah.
I've got to pull over.
I oh have God. To. I'm not going to die trying to go to work.
No, the cooking food for people is not worth dying over. Fuck it.
No.
Like,
not
I
the way you cook
that.
It. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I make food delicious.
No, I know. Yeah.
I believe that.
I totally believe it. Yeah, I don't usually fall asleep during the day driving, but at night, I'm out.
I do after work. Like, I'll be really tired after work, and with the sun being, like, bright, because I get off, like, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The sun being bright, I'll be, like, I hit that, like, afternoon, like, sweepy.
Yeah.
For me, it's more, I can drive from the time the sun, like, the second there's no light outside, I'm more alert while I'm driving.
Oh, really?
The second the sun comes up and I start driving for a little while, I feel myself starting to get, like, it's just monotony.
Oh,
like,
God.
For some reason, I'm
yeah.
more alert at night, and I think it's because I'm trying harder to pay attention to what's going on
yeah.
as opposed to, like, I don't know, just seeing the same stuff go by constantly.
Yeah.
Maybe you're an owl.
Maybe you're a nocturnal.
Oh, sure. That's a better way to say it. Maybe you're an owl.
I can't turn my head all the way around.
Has that ever caused a problem for you? Like, have you ever, like, crashed into anything or almost hit a car or anything?
There was one night that I was on my way home, I want to say a year or so ago, and I just woke up in the median.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
You woke up, like, you
That's
fully
terrifying.
Fell asleep driving. See, and I've never, like,
I was
I've always, like,
yeah,
like,
I've, like, head bobbed and come back, yeah.
I was in the median, and then, like, kind of just realized what happened. I was like, well, shit, like, this is what I get.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
That's so scary, Evan. So, well, but you made
yeah.
it out.
Yeah. Actually, it's happened twice, I guess. Now that I think about it.
Oh, my
there,
God.
There was another morning I was on a way on the way to a friend's house, uh-huh. and I just, like, woke up on the side of the road. I was kind of, I want to say it was Murfreesboro Road, like,
yeah,
heading out of Franklin.
Okay, yeah.
Like, kind of in that back road area. And
oh, yeah,
this
yeah.
big intersection at one point where there was a left turn, but that was the only turn you could make.
Yeah.
And it was shortly after that, I blew out my tire and fucked up my suspension pretty bad.
Because you fell asleep?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's, have you ever taken like Adderall or anything? Like, not recreationally, but.
I mean, yes, I have taken it recreationally, but it wasn't like.
I have not been prescribed Adderall, no.
Have you ever looked into getting a prescription? Because it sounds like you maybe need a little stimulant.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I don't know. It's such a rare occurrence for that to actually happen. Yeah. And, you know, I've done Adderall, and it didn't really change anything other than I felt more awake.
Yeah, that's the point, Evan.
If I take something, I want it to change things for me.
I
was trying to get fucked up. I was trying to get not leveled out.
Wasted.
I don't know. I guess I went to sleep on that too. Like, I would take it, and a few hours later, I was like, "Well, all right, I'm ready for bed," and I'd still
be able
to go.
When you're like,
"I'm
ready for bed, I'm gonna go to sleep," that's the time to do it. Not when you're like, "Oh, I'm driving." Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense. So I heard you say before we started recording that you're a fan of Tech N9ne.
I do like Tech N9ne.
Can you expand on that?
Huh? What?
My brother loves him.
It's just a guy, right?
Yeah, he's one rap artist who started a very big label.
Is it? What's the label?
Strange Music.
Who's on that label?
Who's on that label?
We're quizzing you now.
There's a lot
Prove
of...
Prove it to us.
Like, name one.
There's Mayday, Chris Calico, trying to think. Ritz used to be on it, left for.
I think you've lost me at this point.
Yeah.
He left because his contract was up.
Burns
recognize.
I thought you were going to say, like, Rihanna.
Sescrew.
You're just going painting, screwdriver, no, microphones, glass of water was on there for a while.
Did you go to the Tech N9ne show, like, a while? Wasn't it recently?
I didn't go to the most recent one. I've been to probably 6 or 7.
You've been to 6 or 7?
Yeah.
I went to a Tech N9ne concert when I was in high school, when I was 15.
Yeah.
At an arena football stadium in Casper, Wyoming. And it was Tech N9ne and Paul Wall. At the, like, height of Grills fame. Well, not at the height, but we still
Close
knew him
enough.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he sold grills at the show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How much were they?
They were like $50, which to me...
That's not bad, right?
Yeah. At 15, I was like, whoa, that's so expensive. but now I'm like, it's not so bad. But
there's some people that have a house in their mouth, like... When grills were around, there was somebody that actually had probably a house worth of
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. People still, I mean, I feel like grills are going to make a comeback pretty soon. And people that invested then are going to be like, it's my time to shine.
Should I get a grill or should I get braces?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get those invisible braces and spray paint them gold. And then I'll kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
That'll be great.
Oh, once they come out with those, I'm going to patent that idea. Colored braces. Yeah. Like, colorful Invisaligns.
Oh, like, I can get, like, a Christmas theme on my Invisalign.
Or, like, diamond-encrusted Invisalign.
Oh, or that, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the people who just have a diamond in their tooth?
Yes. Just one diamond
tooth. Yeah, it's usually people who have neck tattoos, and they're like, where can I go from here?
There's just...
You could have tattooed your eyeball. You know they do that.
What?
Oh,
that makes me sick.
Oh, yeah.
They'll take a little syringe and just inject the whites of their eyes with color.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that where a woman was like, she would blind from it or something, and people were like,
all right.
Lack of sympathy here for you.
Why'd you tattoo your eyeball, you dumbass?
I used to know a guy that had his eyelids tattooed.
Stop.
And it said good night, I think, on them.
Oh, what?
Or like sleep tight or something. But you couldn't tell what it said, so it looked like he just like scribbled eyeliner on the top of his eyelid.
What a fucking doofus.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't like eye stuff.
Not into eye stuff.
Eye stuff grosses me out.
Yeah.
Oh, I. When I went to welding school, that would they gave us the gory version of people getting hurt. Oh, it was like, this is why you wear safety glasses. Oh, yeah,
right. You got to wear goggles.
And so it would just be close-up pictures of somebody with, like, a nail in their eyeball.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Like, no. Even you saying it's not okay.
I'm shrinking into the bench.
Like, the eye stuff was the hardest for me to watch because I've had issues where I've had, like, a little piece of debris stuck to my eye before.
Dude, and it's like,
that was how I found out I needed glasses.
God, imagine, like, if you get a piece of glitter in your eye, you're like, I might die. I don't know. It scratches your cornea. Yeah, but, oh, my God.
So I found out I needed glasses because there was, like, this speck on my eye, and the doctor ended up numbing. Like, it was really simple. He did just numb it and just scoop it off of my eye.
Okay. No. Oh, God. But, Mary Jane and I will talk about some gross shit on this podcast, but I think we draw the line at scooping in an eyeball.
They didn't pull my whole eye out.
I know that.
But they, I mean, really all that happened was they did that, and then they gave me an eye exam afterwards, and I was like, oh yeah, by the way, you need glasses, and I didn't realize that I couldn't see.
Because of the thing in your eye.
No, it had nothing to do with that. That was just the catalyst for me getting the eye exam.
Oh, my God. Oh, and they were like, did you know you could see better? And you were like,
did you know things could be better for you?
Like, my parents felt really bad because I remember telling them, I was like, I could see past the playground. They were like,
could you not?
No.
Oh, that's so sweet, though.
I don't know. It was always like, that's just how I saw it. I didn't realize.
Yeah, you don't know any different. Yeah.
So, that was. Wow. That was very interesting. Well, great way to figure it out.
Oh, that's vile.
At least you did that. I can't imagine somebody like.
Stop talking about eyes.
Brandy, you don't have any tattoos, do you?
No, I kind of want one, but I'm too afraid to commit.
Do you have any tattoos, Evan?
No. Okay,
so I have a bunch of them, and I cannot imagine having a tattoo and then being like, I can handle this on my eyeball.
No.
Like, not even a little bit. Like, not even nothing. No. Nothing could make me want to do. I would do that, like, tongue splitting thing before I would do the eyeball tattoo.
I would get the, like, surgery where she looks like a cat.
Yeah, I would. I would get whiskers installed in my face before I would get an eyeball tattoo.
What's it like? They put magnets.
Oh yeah. Then you can stick them on.
Oh my God.
Why do people want to look so dumb all the time?
Because they weren't hugged as children. Hug your kids. They'll tattoo their eyeballs.
You went to the P&H in it when you did You Look Like, right?
Remember? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that bartender that is so hot, who every inch of him is covered in tattoos?
No.
There's no more to the story. No. Other than he is very hot.
Face, and has a lot of tattoos. Face included?
Face included. Every part of him has tattoos.
Bottoms of his feet.
Oh, I don't know. You're right. I didn't see that.
Don't lie to me, Mary.
I have tattoos everywhere that you do. Like, if you do the Macarena, everywhere you touch, I have a tattoo there.
That's what she planned it.
Just
she
one
was like,
of you have sleeves.
It was no, to help just, her remember the Macarena.
Like, if you touch your shoulder, then you touch your hips. Then, you, like, I have tattoos all over those places.
Hey, Macarena.
Yeah, it's so that I remembered the steps.
Yeah.
Have you ever regretted having any of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you hate them all now?
No, I don't hate all of them. I do hate, I wouldn't say hate, but...
Don't favor.
I told the story on, I think, our first episode about the one that I got that I did myself, and then I had to get it fixed at a professional tattoo shop.
Yeah.
I don't love that one, but it's like, I had no choice. It was already there, and it had to be fixed. So I don't love the design of it.
There was no other way.
Yeah, it was how it is. And then I have the first tattoo I ever got on my shoulder. And it's like a memorial tattoo because my friend had died, and I was 18, and I was like, that's what you do when people you love die. You get a tattoo for them. And
is it across your back?
No, it's right here. It's on my shoulder. It's like,
that's tasteful.
Yeah, but like, is that a bird? Don't love it. Yeah, it's a bird on a branch, and it's got her name on it and like an anchor on it because she had just gotten an anchor tattoo. And it's very much like a sweet thing that 18-year-old me would have done.
Yeah.
But it's on the front facing part of my body, like, anything I wear or do, you see it immediately.
Yeah.
And I feel like it acts as like a representation of me, and it's not who I am now. you know? Like, I got it before I even knew really what, like, styles of tattoos there were and stuff like that. And I really like all of my other ones a lot. But this one, I'm just like, I wish it was gone. And when people ask me about it, I'm always like, it's a bummer. Like, you don't, people will be like, why do you have that? Why is it a bird? And I'll be like, well, I used to go to this support group for survivors of suicide loss. And one time a lady brought up birds. Like, it's just, it's a real bummer of a story.
She brought a bird?
No, she like, well, to bum out all of our listeners. No, it's like. She was like saying it was the same month as my friend's birthday, and I was like very upset, and she was talking about her son who had killed himself, and she was like, I wish there was like a way to know that he was still with us and that he knew like how much I loved him and how much I miss him. And you know, people say like, oh, he knows he's with us, whatever, but I wish there was just like a sign. Like, I wish that like a red bird would just land on my shoulder and then I would know like he's here. That's it. And I was like, that's it. I'm going to get a red bird tattoo on my shoulder. And so I did. And you know, she was very flattered, whatever. And it was nice. And like my mom will like see a red bird now and be like, oh, that's so sweet. Things like that. But it's just like, that's a bummer. It's not ever like, I have other tattoos where I'm like, oh, it's from a book, or like, oh, I like that flower. Like, it's not like, people are like, what's that tattoo mean? I'm like, oh, well, my best friend shot herself, so it was like a fun time for me.
I will tell you, and this may not be the time to say it.
I think it's the perfect time then.
Red birds look fucking dynamite in the winter.
Yeah.
When all the trees are, if you get a little snow and there's like beautiful. A red.
Yeah. Like, oh, so beautiful.
I love birds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love them too. And it's kind of fun. It's on my shoulder. And I used to, I used to do like this where I would turn my head and like spit like I was feeding the bird on my shoulder. And it's funny to do that like at a bar. If I would be like drunk at a bar or something, I'd be like, hold on, I have to feed the bird. And I go like,
onto my shoulder.
I think red birds are the fire truck of birds.
What does that mean?
That means they're
cool. I don't
know.
They're just badass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of all the kinds of birds to have, I don't think it's the worst one.
One of my.
But I just don't think it's very.
At least it wasn't a sparrow, and people confuse you for liking Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Or if she'd have been like, oh, I wish that somebody would. Just like let a wild cheetah loose, and I was like, great, I have to get cheetah print now.
I've got a leopard print tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, that's a choice to
I'm
make.
Actually very into leopard print right now.
I'm into it as a pattern, but not as a body,
not as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a cheetah.
Have you ever thought about getting tattoos, Evan?
Thought about it. I don't think I really want to.
Yeah.
I will
I just haven't thought of anything that I was like, oh, yeah, I definitely need that on me forever.
That's how I am.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, like, once you have one, you're like, I'm done. Like,
I already gave up.
They're all, yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, not gave up, but just like, no, well, like, I gave in to, like, this up. Want to do it, and then you're just like, oh, well, something's already permanently on me, so why not make it a lot more?
Especially because I have one that I don't like. It's like, yeah, well, I already don't like that one. Might as well get another one and see how I feel. Like, I plan on getting more just because I'm like, yeah, well, I have that one. And
they're fine. That's what I'm going to do with my cat.
Yeah, you're going to be cat lady.
I'm just getting more.
I got one.
She's going to have a cat army on her back of all the cats tattooed. She's had throughout her life.
Man.
She's going to end up with 10 cats at one time, and they're all going to be tattooed on her.
Yeah, they are. That sounds like a great future. Thank you for laying that out for me.
Oh my god. You know what I did think though? If you got 10 cats and then you got all their little faces tattooed on your fingers.
Oh, it almost makes me want to get 10 cats.
Oh. Yeah.
Good.
What
just happened?
I don't know.
I had
a thought and
then
it went away.
No, it didn't go away. I just didn't know how to lead into it.
No, just say
you guys ever hear that story about when I got punched in the face after a show?
I have, but I'd love for you
I've
to
never
talk.
Heard it, and
you've,
I want to.
You've not heard
I've
this story?
I've never heard this story.
It was a few years ago in Franklin. I had asked a friend to come in and film for the show, and wasn't a huge turnout to it. I had a couple of friends that showed up, but for the most part, the bar was kind of empty, and there's this girl sitting at a table kind of towards the back of the room at the bar. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew she was a regular there because I used to go there all the time when I lived across the street from it. And I think it was Brad Sativa had asked them multiple times, like, hey, can you guys keep it down? Like, I think it was four or five different times had gone over and just like, hey, can you guys like keep it down? We're trying to film this. And I came out of the bathroom and heard her saying, I can't believe they're telling us to be quiet. And so I got really mad at her.
Yeah.
And fair. Instead of saying something to her and being like, hey, I did this, I waited till it was my turn to go on stage and got up there and just, I didn't even start with a joke. I just went, hey, you in the back.
Yeah.
I think it was like, hey, you in the back with the shaved head. And I said, I would be mad too if somebody told me what to do and I looked leukemic.
Leukemic.
I read on the internet that if you put your baby in the microwave for 2 minutes a day, it gets leukemia. I didn't know this woman's life. And she happened to have cancer. And I
just
felt
thought she was bald.
You just thought it was like
it wasn't bald, it was like shaved head.
Oh,
like I couldn't
okay.
Like it's a dark bar. I didn't see like
it didn't look like a scalp.
It just looked like a trendy chick who's in a bar that allows smoking inside.
Calm down.
Getting
you don't have
hammered.
Cancer, you look trendy.
Okay,
so
hipster bitch, some people really have cancer.
Oh, she didn't like it at all. She screamed at me for probably the first 2 or 3 minutes of my set, and they finally coaxed her into going outside, where I guess her and her friends were plotting how they were gonna fight me. And I guess at some point, like halfway through my set, she decided that I should have come outside and talked to her already.
Oh my god!
Because I just kept going.
Right.
Like, I don't
know her.
I was
yeah.
like, I don't know you. Like,
right.
I said something that I thought
right.
was absurd. Like,
and at this
2 minutes
point, did
a
you
day.
Know she had cancer? Like,
no.
How did you find out?
I found out because I had a friend, like, a mutual friend who knew her, who was like, hey, just so you know, she's going through chemo right
God.
Now. I was like, well, I'm not that big of an insensitive prick. Like my
right.
mom had cancer, like she went through all of that stuff. Like I was just saying, because like, why are you in a bar that allows smoking,
yeah,
getting hammered, if like this is something you're going through? Like in my head,
right,
I just didn't
right.
connect those dots. It was just like, oh, there's no way this is possible, because like I would feel like you wouldn't want to be out doing that if you were
exactly
if you're going through that. So they
maybe it was her last hurrah.
Who knows? Actually, I think she did all right, because I saw her at a show out there again after that, but they left immediately before the show started. Like,
oh,
man. I think I might have ruined comedy for her.
Well, cancer probably ruined comedy for her.
She eventually got, like, decided I should be back inside, was screaming at me more, and then they got her to, like, stay outside.
Yeah.
My friend was just like, hey, would you... like, just come talk to her. Like, come with me out there and talk to her and help us try
yeah.
to calm her down. She's just screaming in the parking lot. I was like, yes, I'll come out there and try to explain the situation the best I can to, be, like, let
yeah.
you know kind of where I'm at with it. And came out there and he said, hey, this is Evan. And she goes, is he the one? And he goes, yeah. And she just looks at me and says, are you going to apologize? And before I had a chance to say anything, she just punched me in the mouth.
Dang.
Oh my god.
So I don't know, I immediately turned around and walked back inside. Like, I mean, I took
yeah.
the hit, but like I wasn't gonna argue with her. Like, I wasn't
yeah.
mad that
yeah.
she did. I was just like, I like it's
just
justified.
Right.
I didn't say anything to her either. I was just like, okay, and waved at her and turned around and walked inside. I was like, all right, you got your hit.
God,
like,
that's, I don't know what I would do in that situation, but that's a lot to punch somebody in the mouth.
I would probably
like,
cry.
I
don't know what I'd do. I mean,
I would not hit back. I know that because I'm a wimp.
I would have probably in the moment screamed, like while you were telling me that, I would have screamed back, I fucking have cancer, you asshole. And then you would have felt bad and everybody would have hated you for the rest of your set.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't
probably.
Know. I think I was saying something. I was saying.
Cancer. Yeah, it depends on if they're like, yeah, we love
I was
that
saying,
bitch
like. She even said, like, I wasn't mad at you, because, like, she eventually calmed down and actually talked to me. Like they kicked her out, but then she still got back into the bar somehow and like actually talked to me. And she was like, I wasn't mad because of what you said. I was mad because you said it and people laughed at it. And I felt like they were laughing at me, was what she said to me. So like, I don't know, like in that side of it, like I have a hard time feeling bad about what I did, because it was like, so I did what I was supposed to do in making a joke.
And then people laughed.
And people laughed, and then you hated that they laughed at it. It was like, you know, and this is my bar, is what she said. It was like, but it's my bar, too. Like, I'm friends with the bartenders. And
right.
Well, and it doesn't really matter. It's like, you're at a comedy show. I made a joke about you. And it's unfortunate that, like, the joke hits home pretty hard. But
I wasn't trying to fuck up your day.
Yeah. Right.
Well, like I said, my mom had, like, I don't just tell jokes based out of, like,
nothing. Yeah, if you knew she had cancer, you wouldn't be like, shut up, you cancer-ridden bitch. Like, yeah. You wouldn't have.
I would just be like, just go home. Like, that's all I would have said to her, is like, why are you here?
Wow, go home.
Like, you
don't live your life, you have cancer now. Like, what, I mean, go of course home. She's out. It's her bar.
I don't know. I guess if it was me,
yeah, I mean, who can say?
I don't know. I've had a couple situations like that.
A couple more where you've called out people's cancer?
No, not cancer related. Just
I was like, geez, dude. Now it sounds like, all right. It sounds like you're hanging up. I got a real vendetta.
Cancer.
Stand outside of St. Jude's and just screaming at them. No. Why would I do that? I'm not a monster.
Look, this is the Whoops podcast where we talk about mistakes. You can talk about
your whoops.
And we won't judge you.
I might.
Whoops, I love to prey on cancer patients. It's a bit much for us, I think.
I wasn't praying.
Put this one in the can.
No.
I have a way of pushing people's buttons while I'm on stage.
I don't believe that.
You know,
You witnessed the other one, didn't you?
Which one?
The dude that got mad at me at the East Room like a couple months ago.
I was there.
Yeah, he got very upset with me for.
He was shouting at you because you said something about Indian or Native Americans.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember this.
I was talking about my family and like came up with a joke because my grandmother is half Native American. I was like, oh, this is really. Like, kind of absurd, and was, like, kind of poking fun at, like, the education system in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And all he heard was me say something about Native Americans and then just started screaming at
me. Yeah, it was crazy. Oh,
wow. I don't think I was there for this.
So, yeah, that was really fun.
What did he scream at you?
He told me I was a worthless piece of shit and a complete fucking asshole because I was making fun of Native Americans.
And he was like, he's making fun of Native Americans.
Was this a white guy?
Oh, yes. Very white.
White guy.
Very white, very old.
Very guilt-ridden.
Oh, is it the old drunk guy that comes and will, like...
Yeah, he heckles everyone at the pub. Loudly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy's the worst. Same dude. Oh, yeah.
He goes to the pub?
Yeah, he goes to the pub.
Every Tuesday.
Good
to know.
If you guys want to come see him, he's at the pub on Tuesdays.
Cut this part out. Yeah. But no... I saw, who got heckled? Somebody got heckled for making a joke about, the kids at the border.
Oh, I remember that.
And a woman was like, it's too soon!
She was like, they're dying!
And he was like, I don't remember who it was.
Was it
Matt? Who was that?
No, that was, oh, shit. I know this kid's, I know his name. Like, crap. It's,
Mike Pablo.
It was Pablo.
Okay.
I'm sorry, like, I know that name, but, like, it was definitely Pablo that, like, she flipped out on him.
And she was like, it's too soon. And he was like, I'm sorry, how long do you want me to wait to make a joke about? Like, that was what was so funny to me, was that she wasn't mad about the joke. She was like, it's not the time for that. It's like, when is the time to make a joke about
The time to make like, a joke about it.
She's like,
time
kids are in cages. And we're like, yeah, we know. Like, that's...
Yeah, we saw the news.
Yeah, like
we all laughed at it because like he had a decent take on what he thought about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen people get heckled or like yelled at for the dumbest reasons.
Oh yeah,
like why would you? I don't know why. Like why would you go to a comedy show and then in turn just be ready to be upset?
I know.
The first time I saw, when I first moved to Nashville, I saw Matt Boyd do a show at a bar, and he said something about living close to a magnet school. And this guy starts yelling at him, like, "You're a fucking racist. That's racist. If y'all stay here, this is a racist ass comedy show. That's racist as hell." What? And Matt was like, I live by a magnet school, so I don't know what you want me to say.
That's what it says on the building.
Yeah, and he was like, I live in a not great part of town, and I live near a magnet school, and those are just facts I'm saying. And the guy was like, that's fucking racist, because magnet schools are traditionally black kids. And it was like, here's the thing, like, yes, that man has a point, but if you're at a comedy show in a bar that you've elected to come to, and somebody makes a joke that is not about race at all.
Yeah.
And you make it about that, and then you get mad and you scream about it. Like, maybe comedy shows are not for you.
Yeah, maybe that's not your vibe.
Find something better to do on any night.
Go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Go watch There's some no sports, shout. Nerd.
There's no racism Price there at all.
Just like, shout whatever you want.
Sports when it's are sports. Racist. Like,
well, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, I understand, like, stand up for what you believe in and all of that, but after the show, maybe take him aside and be like, yeah, dude, that joke that you're doing, it's inappropriate, and I know you didn't ask for my opinion, but it's pretty racist, yeah. And it makes you sound racist. Just
try to be an adult.
That's fine.
Talk to them about whatever it was. They, like, try to pick their brain about it before you just assume it's coming from a place of...
Right. Like, if somebody started, you know... Like, we live in Nashville. Somebody got on stage and started, like, singing a cover of a George Jones song. I wouldn't be like, he beat his wife. That's an inappropriate song to sing. That man was an abuser. Like,
he destroyed a bridge near my house, too. He used to live near my parents.
He got a DUI on a tractor once. And he, like, took out a bridge. Yeah. He was so drunk they wouldn't let him drive his car. And he was like, well, I'm going to drive my tractor to go get beer. And he got a DUI on his tractor.
He has something to love about.
You know, something about abuse like that happened in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, not the abuse. I just mean the, like, awful, no, I know. Like, well,
the alcohol abuse is the funny part. That you could get away with that shit so easily back then.
All of the, like, drugs. Just be like,
you rascal.
Yeah. Or, like, all the stories you hear where it's like, oh, yeah, Johnny Cash was lit up, snorting everything he could get his hands on.
It's like, you just spend the night in a cell and then they let you go home.
Yeah. They're like, all right, you slept it off.
Oh, my God. Okay. Speaking of celebrities doing drugs and getting away with it, I have to bring this up that I watched Bam Margera on Dr. Phil the other day.
I've been following him on Instagram. No.
He was on Dr. Phil, and I only watched, like, the clips that Dr. Phil puts out that came up on my Facebook, but I deep dived into it, and he was like, yeah, well, I go to all these doctors and they try to put me on all this medicine. I was like, you know what, doctor's always right? Dr. Phil. So, you know, that's why I'm here, because, like, you're never wrong, dude. And I'll watch your show and I'll be like, he's right, man. We think alike. Like, you're a good doctor. Like, he's not a licensed medical professional, man. Not. But his wife was like, yeah, he does all these drugs and he gets drunk and stuff. And the cops just are like, oh, man, can we get a picture? And then they drive him home.
Oh, my God.
She's like, the cops are the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, oh, it is wild. Like, it's so funny. If you would have told me when I was, like, 14, thinking that, like, Jackass was the coolest shit, that soon enough, Bam Margera would be complaining about not being able to lose weight on Dr. Phil. Like, it's...
I mean, I don't know. I think it sucks. Like, it kind of makes me sad to see him in the state that he's in now. Because, just because, like, I don't know, I grew up and he was, like, he was always so funny, and it just, like, bums me out to see, like, what's going on with him now.
He is, yeah. Well, I do suggest watching the videos where he's on Dr. Phil, because it is funny in a different way, because he's, like, there's one where he's talking to his wife, and he's like, I just want you to leave me alone! If I'm at the castle house, you don't come in the castle house! And that's all it is! And she's like, well, I was bringing you food, because you stopped eating, and you need to eat to survive. And he's like, Dr. Phil's like, well, that was disrespectful of his space. You know, he told you not to come to the castle, and then you did. But also, Bam, you're being abusive right now. And he's like, well, I know, man, but she just doesn't listen to me. And, you know, I just wish she would, you know, let me hang out with my friends. And it's so ridiculous because you're like, you're a grown-ass man.
He's like 40.
Like, he's so old. And his mom is on, like, video chat, and she's doing that thing that old people do where, like, they can't tell that they're on the video, so it's just, chin up. And he's like, and she's all up in my shit, too, and she'll call my friends and be like, what's happening at the castle? And he's just like, mind your business, Mom! It's hilarious.
I used to love that show.
Oh, man, me too. I used to love Bam Margera.
Yeah, me too.
I loved him. I watched all of his shows. Viva La Bam. Yeah.
I loved when he got the castle.
Yeah, I remember when he got the castle. I remember when he got married, all of it. Yeah. But
We were there.
But, yeah, it's definitely, like, an interesting place that he's in right now. I suggest watching the Dr. Phil episodes because they're wild.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's, you know, they fall hard is all it is.
They got real big, fell real far.
He's like, I'm a skateboarder, I can't lose this last 15 pounds, you know how that makes me feel? And it's like, dude, you're not a skateboarder anymore, you're fucking Dr. Phil, like, you're not. Tony Hawk is not here being like, I don't know, man, I'm trying to lose 15 pounds. Like, he's too old for that now. Skateboarders are like 12.
Oh, not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them. You're right. You skateboard still?
No.
No?
I stopped.
When did you stop skateboarding?
When you started falling asleep.
No.
Asleep at the four wheels.
I stopped because I bought a new board probably 3 or 4 years ago and decided I wanted to bomb a hill and hadn't really skated in like 7 or 8 years. Oh, I
feel that road rash right now.
It was great. There was grass on either side of me, and I caught a wobble and just couldn't get to the grass.
Damn.
Oh, no. So
I think I got 2 steps in, and then I was just in the air and sliding on the pavement.
Ow, that hurts so bad.
And it was not a small hill. Like, I was probably going, like, 20 or 30 miles an hour.
Did you have a helmet on?
Fuck no.
No.
Helmet's not cool.
Maybe that explains why you fall asleep so much now, Evan.
So I never hit
brain
my head.
Injury.
Yeah.
No, it was, like, I don't know. It was my mistake. I should have known my limits and being like, I'm not 15 anymore. I haven't been doing this every day for the last...
You skateboard if you want.
I mean, I can. It's just not going to turn out well.
Yeah.
I can stand up on it, but I don't need to go fast.
No.
I don't need to do anything on it, really.
Mm-mm. At this point, it's like, get your thrills elsewhere.
I can ride a roller coaster.
Go
to
Cedar
Point. I found adrenaline
in
better ways.
Yeah, right.
The easier ways that don't hurt as much.
Right. Yeah, I mean...
When I was still pliable, it was fine. Like, I'd take a fall like that, stand up, and it was fine. Like, I was like, oh, I guess that just happened.
You
just keep going. Like, it didn't feel like anything back then.
Yeah, well...
But you're 30 years old, you probably should stop.
Nah.
Unless you've been doing it forever and you still have all the skills that you've honed in up to that point. Like, you can't take a gap in it and then expect to still be as good as you used to.
I'm tipping a gap year.
I'm taking a gap year from skating. Yeah, I have friends that are skateboarders, and they're really great at it, but it's like, they'd be like, oh, I could teach you how to skate. I don't want to have to, like, show up at work and be like, oh, how'd you break your leg? A skateboarding accident. I'm trying to learn to skateboard
in
my late
20s. I'd,
like,
break my butt.
I'm learning
something now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the whole reason I can't, like, I don't skateboard, I don't, like, rollerblade or roller skate, none of it. I don't want to injure myself.
I was babysitting our friend's kids the other day, and they wanted me to jump on the trampoline with them, and I did for a little bit, but then I was like, I'm really out of shape, and I'm really tired, like,
oh, no.
And she was like, bouncer, get off, and I was like... I guess I choose get off. She was like,
seven?
What?
Yeah,
she goes, that's not what you were supposed to say. And I was like, bitch, I'm out of shape. Like,
I don't remember a time when I was a kid where I would have gotten off. Like, I was never tired on a trampoline.
No, I was never tired either.
And then I'd get on one for 5 minutes as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I can go hard on a trampoline. Like, I've chaperoned 2 field trips to trampoline parks, and it's honestly the most fun I've ever had. Like, I love a trampoline park. I can do, like, 10 minutes. Because if you get tired of a trampoline park, you can just walk around on the trampoline, and it feels crazy and awesome.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I love trampoline parks.
I don't like to fall into that foam because I have trouble getting out of it, and I get embarrassed.
And it smells like feet. They don't clean that. I'm
not worried about that. I'm worried about my ego.
Never get in the
foam. You're not a foam pit person?
No, God, no.
I get in it, but I scramble out, and I feel like everybody, like, is laughing at me.
Oh, yeah, they are. It's horrible. It's embarrassing. It's like, no. Yeah, I have been on trampolines with kids before where they've been like, why aren't you jumping? And I'm like, well, first of all, I know how inertia works. I'm going to pop you out of this trampoline if I jump. And so I'll do that thing where I'm like, let's play break the egg or whatever. So yeah. I just roll up my body and lay on the trampoline and let them bounce around me.
These girls told me, I was like, I'm afraid to get on the trampoline. Like, I don't think it'll support my weight. Like, I'm afraid to get on the trampoline. Yeah. And she goes, don't worry. Both my mom and dad get on it at the same time.
2 adults with full body weight get on this trampoline.
And even then I was like, that probably doesn't.
How about your dad, your mom, and your grandpa? Aunt. Yeah. Yeah. I'm always afraid I'm going to, like, bounce and just, yeah, like, injure a child and then have their parents be like, what were you doing? And I'm, yeah, like, I was
jumping. They, yeah, said I couldn't jump more.
Yeah, one of the field trips we went on, I chaperoned the senior field trip, was to the trampoline park, and the kids were like, all right, Miss Holly, like, we want to go. Can we stop jumping? I was like, we pay for an hour. I'm jumping for an hour. And, like, yeah, just would not stop. I love it.
We paid for this. Yeah. You buckle up.
Yeah, I was like, grab your inhalers, kids. We're jumping for another 30 minutes.
How about you learn the value of a dollar? Yeah. We paid for an hour. We get an hour.
Yeah. If, like, you guys want to each give me $5, we'll leave right now.
This isn't free.
No, I'll be like, sit on the sidelines. Miss Holly's jumping. Bitch. Yeah.
Miss Holly's on fire.
There's all these videos of me just jumping and kids being like, we want to leave.
Has anyone ever taken, like, a senior citizen field trip to a trampoline park?
No.
I feel like that would be fun. Their canes just punching through the
light. I do hate it, though, when, like, I've gone on field trips before and there have been, like, families there who are upset that there's now, like, 50 kids running around. And they'll be like, can you make the kids not jump over here? And I'll be like, no. this is where we're jumping now.
We paid jumping for this.
I'm
get
here
over
to
it.
Jump. Like, don't tell me where I can and can't go.
My main phrase from work, this is what I use all the time, is move on with your day.
That's wonderful.
And so, like, anything, like, people do that I think they need to get over, I'll go, move on with your day.
I love that.
I say it to kids. I say it to adults.
I love it. Move on with your day.
You tell that family.
Move on with
your
day.
You picked the wrong day to be here. Yeah. Like, we're jumping. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, and the worst is, yeah, like,
move
when
on
I
with
worked
your
at
day.
Like, I used to work at a school that was, it was like an inner city school, and all of my kids were, like, rowdy kids, and just, like, they were a mess of children, and this woman came up and she was like, which they were also all either black or Hispanic. And this woman came up and she had like 6, like of her like white grandchildren all in prep school uniforms.
Oh, God.
And she came up to me and she was like, can you tell these children to stop being so loud?
No.
And I was like, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but they're on a field trip and they're having fun. I'm not going to tell them to stop being, I'm not going to tell them to be quiet.
Right.
And she was like, you really won't tell them anything. Well, I'm going to tell them. And I was like, you can tell them, they are not going to stop. And I straight up told the kids, like, you don't have to listen to this woman. And she turns around and she says to the mom of the kids, I guess she's like the grandma and the mom, and she goes, all these black kids are going to keep screaming, she said. And I was like,
wow.
And I went to the woman that, like, was running. I mean, woman, she was like 17-year-old girl running the trampoline place. And I was like, that woman over there is making, like, racial comments about my students. So And they made her sit, like, they made her sit away from the kids, like she couldn't come over to the trampoline
she
area
got
anymore.
Time
you
out.
Think she was just upset that she was seeing ethnicities that weren't white having fun?
Maybe.
She's like,
like the rest of the family didn't care that everyone was having so much fun. Well, she just didn't like it.
And they always have that, like, dodgeball area, and my kids were just pelting these little kids with balls, and I was like, I mean, they're, like, what do you want me to say? They're good at dodgeball. They're fun. They're having fun.
Yeah, they're
like,
playing. Time.
Yeah, racist old bitch.
You go out to the car, Grandma.
Yeah,
you're
in
your ass
time
down.
And they were like, ma'am, you cannot come over here if you're going to use language like that.
She's in timeout.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to sit in timeout. She had to sit over by the smelly old massage chairs.
God.
You put her in timeout.
Yeah, I did.
You put a grown woman in timeout.
An old woman in timeout. I was like, well, I was like, kids, scream at a higher octave now. Let
scream
her hear
you.
She's
want.
Over there.
She's over there.
Yeah.
Bring all your dirty socks to the bin next to her.
Throw your dirty socks at that old woman. No, I can be real petty. Don't step to my students. I don't like it. But anyway, well, Evan, unless you have anything that you'd like to add.
Oh, I have no idea. We just talking.
We just chatting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having me. This has been very fun.
I'm so glad. Do you have anything that you'd like to promote? Or anywhere we can find you on social media?
You can find me at enormalcy on Instagram.
Any underscores or anything? Just
e_normalcy.
I like how
you.
We knew the answer to that.
I was like, like no, I'm pretty sure I've typed this out before.
I think that's also my Twitter handle, but I've only said something on Twitter once, so...
Was it profound?
No.
Yes.
It was me bitching about a bird attacking me while I mowed the lawn.
That's reasonable.
That's perfect. It's appropriate for Twitter because it's a bird icon.
Aww.
Damn it. I didn't.
It is a bird episode.
We're real bird heavy. Yeah, we don't have any
We're
dogs
bird heavy
this week,
podcast.
But we had some bird talk.
Cat talk.
Cat talk, bird talk. Anyway, e_normalcy.
Yes.
All right. And Mary J?
I am at Mary J Burger on all platforms.
I'm at Holly Perk on Twitter and at Perkalurk on Instagram. And we are Whoops Pod on Instagram and Whoops Podcast on Twitter. Or the other way around, not sure. If you see our icon, click that shit. Follow us, rate us, review, subscribe. All the things you do for all the other podcasts that you like. And thanks for listening. Thanks for coming, Evan.
Thank you, guys.
Evan.